you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
We read the first three verses.
我们读头三节。
Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his bondmen what must shortly take place. And he signified it, sending by his angel to his bondman John, who testified the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, all things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of the prophecy, and keep the things written in it, for the time is near.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
The same chapter, verses 17 and 18.
同一章第十七、第十八节。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, "Fear not. I'm the first and the last, and the living one. And I became dead, and behold." I'm living to the ages of ages, and have the keys of death and of Hades.
我一看见，就仆倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”
And finally, still Revelation, chapter 19.
最后仍然是启示录第十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 10.
十九章第十节。
And I fell before his feet to do him homage. And he says to me, "See, thou do it not. I am thy fellow bondman, and a fellow bondman of thy brethren, who have the testimony of Jesus. Do homage to God, for the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus."
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
Let's have a little prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather here in thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们一同在这里聚集在你面前，
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们心充满了感谢。
We thank thee that in these troublous days,
我们感谢你在这艰难困苦的时代，
that thou shalt grant us this opportunity of peacefully gathering before thee.
你给我们这个机会能够平安地聚集在你面前。
We thank thee for thy love for us.
我们为着你向我们的爱感谢你。
Thou dost want to prepare us for thy imminent return.
主啊，愿你预备我们迎接你即刻要的回来。
We look to thee to speak to us this morning.
今天早晨我们仰望你向我们说话。
May thy spirit speak directly to our spirit.
愿你的灵直接地向我们的灵说话。
Reveal Christ.
在我们里面启示基督。
That we may not only hear about the testimony of Jesus.
好使我们不仅听见耶稣的见证。
But we may have the testimony of Jesus.
并且让我们能够得着耶稣的见证。
We praise and thank thee because it is thy desire.
我们感谢赞美你，因为这乃是你的愿望。
That we should be those who bear your testimony.
我们应该成为那一般背负你见证的人。
And Lord, we cannot do it except thou doest it in us.
主啊，我们是做不到的，除非你在我们里面做成这个。
So this morning we want to open ourselves to thee.
所以今天早晨，我们愿意将自己向你敞开。
May thy word fall into fallow ground.
愿你的话语落在好土里。
That may be fruit unto thyself.
好结果子归给你自己。
We want to give thee all the glory.
我们愿将一切的荣耀归给你。
We ask humbly in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们谦卑的奉我们主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
We thank the Lord.For gathering us together.
我们感谢主把我们聚集在一起。
I often feel that in such an hour, such a gathering is really the mercy of God.
我常常感觉像这样的聚集，在这样的时刻，实在是出乎神的怜悯。
I thank the Lord for giving this burden to the brethren concerning our theme.
我感谢主，为着主把这样的主题的负担赐给弟兄们。
Recovering the testimony of Jesus.
恢复耶稣的见证。
This is the most vital, important theme in the Word of God.
这是在神的话语中最重要的一个主题。
And it is our prayer.That this may not be just a theme for our time together.
我们的祷告乃是这一次我们聚集，这不仅仅是一个主题而已。
That this may be our life, our reality.
这能成为我们的生活，成为我们的实际。
It is not something for us to talk about.
这不仅是让我们来谈论的一件事情。
We want to open our hearts.
我们愿意向主敞开我们的心。
That the Holy Spirit will send God's word into the depths of our being.
愿圣灵将神的话语深深地说在我们的里面。
That by the grace of God, we may be among those who have the testimony of Jesus.
靠着神的恩典，我们可以成为。主耶稣基督见证的一般人。
The responsibility that has laid upon me is to talk about the declaration and recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
这一次所交付给我的责任，乃是谈到耶稣基督见证的衰落和恢复。
In other words, I'm supposed.To lay the groundwork for our other brothers here.
换句话说，我就是为其他弟兄们所交通的来立一个根基。
So this morning I would like to share with you, dear brothers and sisters.
所以今天早晨我要向亲爱的弟兄姊妹交通的。
On what is the testimony of Jesus.
什么是耶稣的见证?
And to whom is that testimony entrusted?
这个见证是交托给谁的?
When you turn to the last book of the Word of God,
当我们翻到神话语中最后一卷的时候,
in the book of Revelation,
在启示录中,
you find this term.The testimony of Jesus Christ
我们看见耶稣基督这一个词。
And also, you find the word testimony with the implication that it is the testimony of Jesus.
我们看见耶稣基督的见证这个词，我们也看见见证啊，就是耶稣基督自己。
In the book of Revelation, you find there are 7 times this is repeated.
在启示录中，这个词一共出现了七次。
For instance, as you turn to this book,
举一个例子，当我们翻开启示录的时候。
In the beginning, it says Revelation of Jesus Christ.
在第一节说到耶稣基督的启示。
Here you find.There is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里我们看见耶稣基督的启示。
And this revelation of Jesus Christ is given by none other but God the Father.
这个启示不是从别人所赐的，除了是神所赐的。
The Father gave that revelation to His beloved Son.
神将父神将这个启示赐给他的爱子，好叫他的爱子把他传给他的弟兄们，他的众仆人们。
You will find in the very beginning he said to show to his bondmen what must shortly take place.
在第一章开始的时候讲到。叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
Are we not his bondmen?
我们岂不是他的奴仆吗？
Are we not those who are being redeemed by his precious blood?
我们岂不都是借着他的宝血所赎回来的吗？
Are we not those who are bought with a price?
我们都是用一个赎价所买回来的。
We do not belong to ourselves.
我们不再属于自己。
We belong to him who loved us and gave himself for us.
我们乃是属于那位爱我们、为我们舍己的主的。
We are his bondmen.
我们是他的奴仆。
We have no right or liberty of our own.
我们没有自己的权利和自由。
We have surrendered.Ourselves completely to him.
我们把自己完全地向他投降。
And it is to such a people that the revelation of Jesus Christ is given.
启示录，耶稣基督的启示就是赐给这样的一般人。
And here you find it says, John, having received such a revelation.
在这里我们看见约翰他领受了这样的启示，他就将自己所看见的都见证出来。他将神的话语和耶稣基督的见证都证明出来。所以换一句话说，耶稣基督的启示，乃是神的话语和耶稣基督的见证。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道
when we read the book of Revelation,
当我们读启示录的时候，
probably our chief interest will be on the prophecies in that book.
很可能我们最主要的兴趣乃是在这卷书里面的预言。
I remember when I was a young Christian.
我记得当我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候。
How I spent time studying prophecies.
我花了许多的时间来研读预言。
Because I feel prophecies are very interesting.
因为我发现预言是非常有趣的。
I would like to know what's going on.
我们都想要知道将要发生什么事。
It really satisfies my curiosity.
这实在满足我的好奇心。
I want to know what God has revealed about the coming events.
我想要知道神启示出将要发生的什么事情。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
is this the real reason why God gave us the revelation of Jesus Christ?
这是否就是神将耶稣基督启示出来，他的启示赐给我们主要的原因呢？
If you read very carefully,
若是我们仔细的来读，
you find that God's interest is not just trying to tell us what's going to happen.
我们看见神的兴趣并不是告诉我们一些将要发生的事情，
All these coming events,
或者这些将要来的事件，好满足我们的好奇心。我们知道总有一个试探在那里。当我们来学研读预言的时候，我们成为预言的学生。有的时候我们好像不知不觉的我们就变成了先知了。
But this is not the reason why God gave us the book of Revelation.
但是这并不是神将启示录 赐给我们的原因。
He reveals all these coming events for one purpose.
他将这些将要发生的事情启示出来只为着一个目的。
It is to reveal Jesus Christ.
就是要启示耶稣基督。
The whole book of Revelation is to tell us who Jesus is.
整本启示录是告诉我们耶稣是谁。
And what is he?
他是什么？
What is it going to be?
将要变成什么？
God's purpose is to exhort His beloved son.
神的目的乃是要高举他的爱子。
That is the purpose of the book of Revelation.
这乃是启示录的目的。
In a sense, the whole Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就一面意义来说，整本圣经都是启示耶稣基督的。
Our brother has already mentioned last night.
昨天晚上我们弟兄已经提到。
66 books of the Holy Bible.
圣经中的66卷书。
It seems to include so much.
它好像包含了许多的事情。
But simply put, it is just the revelation of Jesus Christ.
但是简单的说，它就是耶稣基督的启示。
Because it is God's eternal purpose.
因为这乃是神永远的旨意。
Even before the foundation of the world,
甚至在创立世界以前，
Even before there was time and space,
在还没有时间和空间之前，
God has already made up his mind.
神已经定好了他的心意。
He made up his mind according to his good pleasure.
他是照着他所喜悦的来定他的旨意。
There is something that pleases his heart most.
有一件事是最叫他的心喜悦的。
And according to his good pleasure,
照着他所喜悦的，
he purposed a purpose.
他定了一个目的。
And then with that purpose in mind,
因着他心中有这样的目的，
he began to work.
他就开始工作。
He worked through the time,
他在时间中做工，
in order to accomplish his own purpose.
来完成他的目的。
And his own purpose is none other.
他的目的不是别的。
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
乃是耶稣基督的启示。
He wants everybody to know about his son.
他盼望每一个人都认识他的儿子。
He wants us to know his son as much as he is revealed.
他愿意每一个人照着他所启示出来的认识他的儿子。
He wants to tell every one of us what's going to happen to his son.
他盼望每一个人知道他儿子将要成为什么。
And that is what the whole Bible is talking about.
那乃是整本圣经所谈到的。
Lay hold of the son, and the whole Bible is an open book.
若是我们得着了神的儿子， 那么整本圣经就是开启的书。
If we are bogged down with all the details of all kinds,
若是我们被所有各样的细节所困住，
then we will be totally confused.
那么我们就会完全非常的困惑。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Revelation being the last book of the Bible,
启示录乃是圣经中的最后一卷书。
It is the summing up of all that has been revealed in the preceding 65 books.
它乃是在前面65卷所有启示出来的书的一个总结。
And it is summed up with this term.The testimony of Jesus.
他总结在这一个词，就是耶稣基督的见证。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we can see very clearly that unless we know what the testimony of Jesus is,
我们可以很清楚地看见，除非我们明白什么是耶稣基督的见证，
we miss the whole meaning of the word of God.
我们就失去了整卷神的话语里面的意义。
And if our life is not governed by the testimony of Jesus,
若是我们的生命不是受耶稣基督的见证所管制的话，
then our life is out of the will of God.
那么我们的生命和生活就在神旨意之外。
The testimony of Jesus is to be our very life.
耶稣基督的见证应该是我们的生命与生活。
And it is that which we testify before the world.
这也是我们在世界中所做的见证。
So it is intensely important, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是极其重要的。
We should know what the testimony of Jesus is.
我们应该认识耶稣基督的见证是什么？
Now it is impossible to go over the 66 books of the Bible and try to tell what is the testimony of Jesus.
要我们走过圣经的66卷书来查考什么是耶稣基督的见证是不可能的。
So this morning we would like to just choose one witness.
所以今天早晨我们只选一个见证。
And through that witness, we will see what the testimony of Jesus is.
借着这个见证人，我们可以来看见什么是耶稣基督的见证。
Of the 12 disciples of our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣的十二个门徒中。
There is one who is closest to our Lord.
有一位是与主我们的主最亲近的。
He is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
他乃是耶稣所爱的门徒。
He followed the Lord Jesus from the very beginning to the very end.
他从最开头一直到最末了都跟随着主。
He received much revelation.
他领受了许多的启示。
And from God, what God has revealed to him, he testified to us.
神启示给他的，他都向我们证明、见证出来。
But this is the testimony of Jesus.
他说，这就是耶稣基督的见证。
We remember this disciple wrote one of the four gospels.
我们记得这一位门徒写了四卷福音书的一卷。
And it is the gospel according to John.
就是约翰福音。
So will you please turn to the first chapter of John.
所以好不好我们一同看，我们翻到约翰福音第一章。
John wrote his gospel beginning in this way.
约翰写他的福音是这样开始的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things received being through Him, and without Him, not one thing received being which has received him. In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
His beginning is the beginning of everything.
这一个太初乃是万物一切的开始。
It is even before the beginning we find in Genesis chapter 1:1.
这甚至比在创世纪第一章第一节里面的起初还要早。
Because this is the very beginning.
因为这乃是那起初。
Before the beginning of the heavens and the earth.
在天和地的开始之前。
Before there was time.
在有时间之前。
There is a beginning.
在那时候有一个太初。
And in the beginning, there was the word.
太初有道。
As our brother has already explained to us.
我们弟兄已经向我们解释。
The word here is the very expression of God.
这个道乃是神自己的发表。
And this word was with God.
这个道与神同在。
And this word was God.
这道就是神。
And not only that, but you find that everything that is created has received its creation from Him.
不仅如此，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And He also is life.
他也是生命。
And the life is the light of man.
而这生命就是人的光。
And then in verse 14.
在第十四节里。
And the word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have contemplated his glory, a glory as of an only begotten with a Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And one day, in time,The word became flesh.
在时间中有一天道成了肉身。
And we all know this is the incarnation.
我们知道这乃是取了肉身，成了肉身。
He came into this world.
他来到世上。
And is full of grace and truth.
他乃是充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the Apostle John said, we have contemplated him.
使徒约翰说我们注视我们默想过他。
Not just, know him, casually.
不仅是随便的认识他而已。
But we really pay notice to him.
我们实在是留意注意他。
We really study him.
我们实在是 想认识他。
And the more we think of him, the more we see that he has the glory.
我们越思想他，我们就越多看见他显出的荣光乃是神儿子的荣光。
And this you find in the whole gospel of John.
这个我们可以从整卷约翰福音里看见。
And then if you move to first John, first epistle of John.
然后我们来到约翰所写的约翰一书。
And there you find from verse 1,That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we contemplated, and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
在约翰一书第一章第一节说到，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见。亲眼看过，亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning.
这乃是从起初原有的。
That refers to his eternity.
这指着那个过去的永远。
Before there was creation.
在没有创造之前。
He was already there with his Father.
他已经与父同在。
That which we have heard.
那乃是我们所听见的。
That refers to the Old Testament.
这是指着旧约说的。
Because by studying the Old Testament, we have heard about him.
因为借着研读旧约，我们就听见关于他的事。
That which we have seen with our eyes.
我们亲眼所看见过的。
That refers to the time of his incarnation.
这是指着主耶稣道成肉身的那一段时期。
When he came to become a man, he was seen.
当他来到地上成为人的时候，是人所看见的。
And Apostle John was an eyewitness.
使徒约翰乃是一个亲眼的见证人。
That which we contemplated.
我们所亲手摸过、所思想过的。
Many people saw our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，许多的人看见他。
But they did not know him.
但是他们却不认识他。
But here you find some who really contemplated.
但是在这里有一些人，他们真正去思考过他。
Who really put their heart into searching.
他们用心的去寻求考察，他们发现在这个人里面有神的荣耀，他的荣耀乃是与父同在的爱子的荣耀。他又说到是我们亲手摸过的，这是指着他的复活说的。当他复活之后，我们就可以摸他。有一些妇女摸了他。
And all this refers to one person. It is he is the Word of Life.
这一切都指着一位说的，乃是。这位起初原有的生命之道。这个是我们在约翰一书里面所看见的。然后我们来到启示录。我们在启示录第一章第十七、十八节中。
John.Was exiled to the island of Patmos.
约翰那时候被放逐在拔摩海岛上。
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
是因为神的道和耶稣基督的见证的缘故。
The word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
Was worthy for a person to suffer.
是一个人值得为他们受苦的。
John was willing to suffer exile to a desert island for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
约翰甘心情愿的为着神的道和耶稣基督的见证被放逐在一个荒岛上。
And it was while he was in exile.
就是当他被放逐的时候，主耶稣基督就将我们平常所称的拔摩海岛的启示赐给他。约翰是那样的认识主。当主耶稣在地上的时候，他就是那一位将头靠在主耶稣怀中的门徒。他是借着他把主耶稣里面的一些秘诀、秘密带出来的。然而在拔摩海岛上，当那属天的异象启示给他的时候，他看见我们主耶稣基督的启示是他从来没有见过的。 他看见主在荣耀中。
He saw the Lord as the great high priest concerning his own church.
他看见主对着他的教会做大祭司。
And when he saw the vision, he fell down as dead.
当他看见这个异象的时候，他就扑倒在地，如同死了一样。
And then our Lord touched him.
主主就摸他，扶他起来。
And then our Lord began to say something most important to him.
然后主就向他说了一些最重要的事情。
This is what our Lord testified of himself.
这乃是主见证他自己。
The Lord says, I'm the first and the last.
主说我是首先的，我是末后的。他乃是首先的。
Now, if you remember, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8,
我们记得在启示录第一章第八节里，
I'm the Alpha and the Omega, say the Lord God. He who was and who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽。是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
This is a description of God.
这乃是对神的一个描写。
And yet you find the same description is proclaimed, is claimed by the Son.
我们也看见，这乃是子他宣称他自己的一个描写。
He said, "I'm the first and the last."
他说我是首先的，我是末后的。他是那开始，是万有的开始。这乃是神的旨意。用另一个方式来说，若是任何事不是借着基督开始的，那么这就是没有价值的。每一个开始都必须是基督，他并且要在一切之上居首位。我们记得在哥罗西书第一章告诉我们，神的旨意乃是要他在万有之上居首位。每一件事都是借着他开始的。我们的生命是从他开始的。我们所做的每一件事都是借着他开始的。他应该在我们的生命中居首位。这是我们主耶稣的荣耀。
Now, this is not just a word.
这并不只是一句话而已。
It has to be a reality.
它必须是一个实际。
Because this is a testimony.
因为这乃是一个见证。
We need to testify to the world that our Lord Jesus is the first in our life.
我们需要向世界做见证，说耶稣基督在我们的生命中是首先的。
Have we really considered this matter before the Lord?
我们是否真实的在主面前思考过这件事呢？
Is the Lord the first in our life?
主是否在我的生命中是首先的呢？要我们这样说是容易的，但是这在我们身上是一个假的见证或是真实的见证呢？我们能不能站在主面前说，主啊，你是我生命中的首先？
As we consider Christians today, today.
当我们来看今天的基督徒，
How often in our life we put other things first before our Lord.
许多时候在我们的生活中，我们把许多的事情摆在主之前。
We put ourselves first.
我们把自己放在前面。
This is our first consideration.
这是我们第一个考虑。他必须是我们，他不是我首先考虑的，而是我自己。
Or maybe my family.
或者我的家庭。
My children.
我的孩子。
That was the first in my life.
这些是我生命中的首先的。
Or it was my future.
或者是我的未来前途。
My own business.
我自己的事业。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
How this testimony.
这一个见证怎样的考验我们？
Is Christ Jesus really the first in my life?
耶稣基督是否在我的生命中真的是首先的呢？
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这乃是耶稣基督的见证。
If you really allow the Lord Jesus to be first in your life,
若你真的容许耶稣基督在我们的生命中居首位，
Then you have the testimony.
那么我们就有耶稣基督的见证。
It is true that you may suffer because of that testimony.
可能为着这个见证我们受苦，那是真实的。
But that is worthwhile.
但是那是值得的。
And the word of the testimony is true.
而那一个见证的话语就是真实的。
Because if we really have such a life,
若是我们真活出这样的生活，
the word of our testimony overcomes the enemy.
我们见证的话语就能胜过仇敌。
And you remember in Revelation chapter 12,
我们记得在启示录第十二章里，
verse 11,
第十一节中说，
The man child, those overcomers, are Christians.
那个男孩子就是在基督徒中的得胜者。
They overcome the accuser, Satan.
他们胜过那昼夜控告的他们的撒旦。
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
是因着羔羊的血。
And the word of their testimony.
和他们自己所见证的道。
They testify that Jesus is the first in my life.
他们见证耶稣基督在他们的生命生活中是居首位的。
And their word is powerful.
所以他们的话语是有能力的。
Their word should amount of the accuser.
他们的话语能够胜过那控告者。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
the testimony of Jesus is a real thing.
耶稣基督的见证是一件真实的事情。
It has to be true in each of our lives.
它必须在我们每一个人的生命中是真实的。
We need to take him as the first in our lives.
我们需要在我们的生活中使他居首位。
And he said, I'm not only the first, I'm also the last.
他不仅说我是首先的，我也是末后的。
The last doesn't mean that he is the last one in my life.
那最后末后的的意义乃是在我的生命中他是末后的。
He doesn't mean that in my life he is the last one.
他并不是在我的生命中是最小的最后面的。我是第一位，我的家庭第二，其他的第三，然后主耶稣最末了。
No,
不是的。
The last here means that he is the end.
这末了他的意思乃是他是结局。
Everything has to sum up in it.
他是目的，每一件事都要归结于他。
Everything has to have him as the one who has the last word.
每一件事都必须让他在其中说最后一句话。
Put it another way, he is the purpose of my life.
用另一个说法，就是他必须是我生命中的目的。
And this is what our Lord Jesus testified of himself.
这乃是我们主耶稣证明他自己是谁。
And this testimony is entrusted to us.
而这一个见证已经交付给我们了。
And he is the living one.
他是那存活者。
He speaks of his essence.
这说到他的本质。
How he is life itself.
他自己本身就是生命。
In him was life.
生命在他里头。
And the life was the light of man.
这生命就是人的光，在他之外就没有生命，在他之外一切都是死的，他乃是那存活的。感谢神，他今天活在我们里面。弟兄姊妹们，当我们活在这个世上的时候，我们是否真的借着他的生命来生活呢？什么是基督徒的生活？什么是属灵的生活？这不是我们靠着自己如何来生活的事情。我们可能试图尽力的来做基督徒生活，可能我们对人而言是最近前的，但是那是却是从自己出来的，那是死刑。死刑呢，是我们需要去懊悔的，去悔改的。基督乃是我们的生命，我们应该一天过一天的靠着他来过生活。感谢神，他是存活的，他从没有停止的为我们代祷，他可以救我们到底。所以弟兄姊妹们，要认识基督最重要的一件事，就是我们认识到他是存活的。
How much of him as life that we really experience?
他在我们的经历中有多少他是我们的生命呢？然后他说，
And I became dead.
我曾死过。
This speaks of his first coming into this world.
这说到他第一次来到世上。
It is the strangest thing that a living one.
这对于那位永活的，他曾经死过，这是最稀奇的事情。为什么他曾死过呢？他乃是死的反义词。但是他却来到这世上，而且死了。这说到他为我们被钉十字架，他曾经进入死，并且掳掠了死的权势，他就拯救了那一生因怕死而做奴仆的人。
Of the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross.
这是说到基督在加略山上十字架所完成的工作。
No one can take his life.
没有一个人可以取他的命去。
He said, I laid down my life by myself.
他说我自己将我的命舍了。
I can lay down, I can take it up.
我可以舍去，我也可以把它取回来。
He is the only one who entered into the death and come out of the death.
他是那唯一进入死，并且从死中得胜出来的。
And then he said, Behold, I am living to the ages.
然后他说，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。
That speaks of the present state of our Lord Jesus.
这说到现在主他所在的光景。
After he has accomplished the work of redemption.
当他完成了救赎的工作。
He has ascended up on high.
他就升上高天，他就活到永永远远，因为他得胜了。然后他说，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙，在那之前，死亡和阴间的钥匙乃是神的仇敌，握在神的仇敌撒旦的手中的。他如何借着死亡和阴间使人做奴仆？但是感谢神，现在死亡和阴间的钥匙乃是在我们复活主的手中。
So here you find it is the present ministry of our Lord Jesus.
所以这里我们看见主在这个时刻向着我们他的服侍与执事。
He is now in heaven.
现在他在天上。
But he is still busily ministering to his church.
但是他仍然忙碌地在服侍他的教会。他将他在加略山十架上面所完成的用在我们每一个人的身上，好使我们能够过一个得胜的生活，好使我们能荣耀他的名，我们能背负他的见证，好使我们能够带回我们的君王。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这乃是耶稣基督的见证。这个见证已经托付给教会。
Now, if you would turn to John, the Gospel according to John.
请我们一同翻到约翰福音
Chapter 15.
第十五章
John, Chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章
We'll read from verse 26.
我们从二十六节读起。
But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes forth from with the Father, he shall bear witness concerning me, and ye too bear witness, because ye are with me.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。当主耶稣与门徒们一同吃了最后的晚餐之后， 他向他的门徒们将他的心倾倒出来。
And while he was talking to the one whom he loved and loved to them.
他讲到他爱世上属他的人，就爱他们到底。
He gave them a precious promise.
他给他们一个宝贵的应许。
And it is the promise of another confidence.
就是另一位保惠师的应许。
Another comforter who is like him.
另一位像他一样的保惠师。
While he was with them, he was their comforter.
当主耶稣与门徒们同在的时候，他是门徒们的保惠师。
In other words, he was alongside with them.
换句话说，他一直与他们陪伴着他们。
And he took care of them.
他照顾他们。
But now he was leaving them.
但是现在他要离开他们。
But he did not leave them as orphans.
但是他却不使他们做孤儿。
He said, I go, but I will send to you another comforter.
他说我去了，父就要差遣另一位保惠师。
Another comforter who is like me.
另一位像我一样的保惠师。
But in with me, you can only be.
但是我与你们同在，只能在你们旁边。但是要来的这另一位保惠师，他要在你们里面，他永远不离开你们。这一位保惠师就是圣灵。当这位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵来的时候，他的使命是什么呢？
Our Lord said, He shall bear witness concerning me.
我们主说他要为我做见证。
The Holy Spirit came for one purpose.
圣灵来到为着一个目的。
He is to testify to our Lord Jesus.
他乃是为我们主耶稣做见证。
He is the custodian, as it were, of the testimony of Jesus.
他乃是来监管、照顾神耶稣基督的见证的。
But there is something more.
但是还有更多。
Not only our Lord Jesus has entrusted his own testimony to the Holy Spirit.
不仅我们主耶稣基督将他自己的见证托付给圣灵。
And he said, and ye too bear witness, because you are with me from the beginning.
他也说，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
That is to say, the testimony of Jesus is not only entrusted to the Holy Spirit, but It is also entrusted to the church.
这也就是说，耶稣基督的见证不仅是托付给圣灵，也同时托付给了教会。
And this you find in the book of Acts.
这个我们可以在《使徒行传》中看见。
You find on the book of, in the book of Acts.
我们在《使徒行传》中看见。
In the first chapter.
在第一章中。
The Lord Jesus before he was ascended.
在主耶稣被接升天之前，
he told his disciples,
他告诉他的门徒们说，
chapter 1, verse 8,
在第一章第八节，
The Holy Spirit having come upon you, and ye shall be my witness, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。他告诉他的门徒们说，要等候在耶路撒冷。
Now, naturally speaking,
就着天然而言。
The disciples, having seen our Lord Jesus risen from the dead,
我们门徒们呢，他们已经看见主耶稣从死里复活了。
And now they were going to see our Lord Jesus ascending up to heaven.
现在他们要看见主耶稣被接升天。
Knowing all these glorious facts.
他们知道了，明白了这一切荣耀的事实。
They were most anxious to go out and bear witness for the Lord.
他们是极其迫切的想要出去为主耶稣做见证。
They thought they were well equipped for that.
他们认为他们为着这个使命已经受了装备。
But strangely, our Lord Jesus said, wait.
但是很稀奇的，主却告诉他们说要等候。
Go back to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷。
Wait for the Holy Spirit to come.
等候圣灵降临。
And when he shall come, you will receive.
当他降临的时候，你们必得着能力。你们要成为我的见证人。在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。感谢神。他的120个门徒们，他们听从了他的吩咐。他们回到耶路撒冷，就聚集在那个楼上。他们用了10天的时间等候圣灵的降临。他们不是消极的坐在那里等而已。他们乃是积极的等候，因为他们是同心合意的恒切祷告。当五旬节那一天来到的时候，圣灵降下来，他们都被圣灵所充满，他们就起来做见证。弟兄姊妹们，这里我们看见要成全耶稣背负耶稣基督见证这个使命的秘诀。当我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们可以看见那个见证是何等的有能力，何等的有荣耀。他们背负主耶稣见证是何等的成功，不仅是大概有30多年的时间，福音在那个时候就已经传到了地极，福音不仅在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，并且也到了地极，就是那个时候的罗马。
More than that,
比那更多的。
You find how those who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们看见那些相信耶稣基督的人。
How they gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus,
他们怎样聚集在耶稣基督的名底下。
How they persevere in the teaching.
他们怎样恒心地遵守使徒的教训，他们拨饼祷告，他们如何地彼此相爱，他们怎样从自己想要抓拥有的事物中被拯救出来。
way of life that was never known on the world before.
他们活出一种世人之前从来没有看见过的生活方式。
You know, every nation has its way of life.
我们知道每一个国家都有那个国家民族的生活方式。
The Jews have the way of life.
犹太人有犹太人的生活方式。
The Gentiles have their way of life.
外邦人有外邦人的生活方式。
Every nation has its own way of life.
每一个国家有他自己的生活方式。
But here you find a new heavenly way of life that was never seen before on earth.
但是在这里我们看见有一个全新的属天的生活方式是世界上地上从来没有的。
How it surpasses all the barriers, all the distinctions in this world.
这个方式呢如何的超越了地上所有的差别和不同。
They overcame the distinctions of race.
他们胜过了种族的不同。
Jews and Gentiles come together as one.
犹太人和外邦人，他们如同一人的聚在一起。
In this body, there's neither Jews nor Gentiles.
在这个身体里面，没有犹太人，也没有外邦人。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
没有分受割礼的和未受割礼的。
Neither bondman nor freeman.
也没有分做奴仆的或者自主的。
They were all one in Christ Jesus.
他们在基督里都成为一了。
And how they absorbed the Lord Jesus.
他们如何的高举主耶稣。
Their way of life is the way of Christ.
他们生活的方式乃是基督的方式。
Because Christ said, I'm the way.
因为基督说过，我就是道路。
I'm the way.The truth and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Then you see the early church how they really walk in this way of Christ.
我们看见早期的教会，他们如何行走在基督里而过这样的生活。
How could it?
这个怎么可能呢？
The secret is because the Holy Spirit is with them.
那个秘诀乃是圣灵与他们同在。
These were filled with the Holy Spirit.
这些人乃是被圣灵所充满的人。
They were under the full control of the Holy Spirit.
他们乃是被圣灵完全管制的一般人。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵，他乃是神的能力。
He is the one who is able to bear the testimony of Jesus.
他乃是那一位能够背负耶稣基督见证的。
How faithful he is!
他是何等的忠心。
How glorious he is!
他是何等的荣耀。
And if we lean upon him,
若是我们依靠他。若是我们真实在他的管制之下。不是依靠人的才能和势力，乃是靠神的灵方能成事。弟兄姊妹们。那乃是早期教会他们生活的秘诀。他们再不依靠自己了。他们就像我们一样的。他们也有他们的问题。但是有一件事是非常明显的。圣灵在他们中间的同在是那样的真实和活泼，而且他在那里主导一切。而这些信徒们，他们如何的将自己降服在神之下？ 难怪他们能够背负主耶稣基督的见证。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是我们在起初所看见的。耶稣基督的见证已经托付给教会了。
And the church is supposed to be responsible for that testimony.
而教会应当向着这个见证负责任。
And that's what you find in Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
这就是我们在启示录第二章、第三章中所看见的。
In chapter 1, you have the heavenly vision.
在第一章中，我们看见属天的意象。
And then when you read chapter 2, and chapter 3,
然后我们读第二、第三章的时候，在亚细亚的七个教会，我们在每一封书信的开始，我们看见的都是借着在第一章里那个属天意象中的一部分来讲到我们的主自己。
In other words, Christ has committed his testimony to his church.
换一句话说，基督把他自己的见证已经托付给了教会。
And he is today as the great high priest ministering to the church.
而今天他是那有属天尊荣的大祭司来服侍他的教会。
He is to see whether the church is able to fulfill its testimony.
他要来看他的教会是否能够成全他所托付的见证。
He is well able to supply the oil.
他能够供应所需要的油。
It is through his discipline that the church is to be brought.
借着他的管教，教会能够被带进他所托付的那个职责，就是为耶稣基督做见证。这是借着主的恩典，我们之后几堂所要分享的。让我们有一点祷告。亲爱的主，我们实在感谢赞美你。你将你自己启示给我们。你将你自己托付给我们。主啊，我们实在要承认，在我们自己里面，既没有能力，也没有智慧。求你教导我们，怎样真实的来倚靠圣灵，带我们进入那实际。主啊，将你自己启示给我们。带我们进入向着你的降服，好使你能够让我们成全你所托付我们的。我们要将一切的荣耀都归给你。我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。